What is up, studians? Oh man, I've missed you. I've missed you so much. It feels like it has been forever and ever and ever. Last talked to you on Friday, man. Now it's Tuesday, July 6th, 2021, and man, hopefully it was a good holiday weekend for you with your family and friends. Got an opportunity to relax, rest up, celebrate liberty in this country we call the United States of America. But it's an abbreviated week this week here on the study sessions. Today already being Tuesday, but guess what? We're going to take you through Sunday this week, being that it was a short week, to make up for missed time. So you'll have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday study sessions. You'll get one every day this week, and then we're going to continue on Monday. So we're going to be hitting the consecutives coming up. So just wanted you to put that on your calendar. Couple other housekeeping notes. Last week's Still Study podcast, I let everyone know that Andrew would no longer be joining us on the podcast or on the site. He's just got a host of responsibilities that he's got to focus on now. And so that's going to delay some of the items that we were working on the site. Specifically, the Big Ben project. I know his final installment of that was due, but now I've taken over writing that final chapter to his contextual analysis of Steelers quarterbacks. So I'm going to need a little bit of time to finish that. Excuse me. And then once that's done, I'll have that up on the site. And the Findlay, Ohio spot that I've been working on for a long time is almost ready to go, so you'll get those in succession. So I don't want to promise a timeline, but within the next 2 weeks, probably by July 16th, I'll have that final installment of the first chapter of the Big Ben project done for everyone. And then shortly thereafter will come the chapter on Findlay, Ohio. So just a heads up on that. But I want to start by just saying thank you for a record-breaking week on the Still Study. The number of views, listens, hits last week was our best ever. And just want to send my gratitude to all of you. Thank you. You guys were blowing it up. I had to do double takes at the numbers. And that means a lot. So if you're digging the content, we're going to keep it coming. And please continue to share with your family and friends. It means the world to me. Like I said, I'm not going away. Maybe you got lulled into something over this vacation weekend thinking, man, where's the study session? Everybody needs a little break, but guess what? We're back and we're going consecutives. Anyway, last weekend I published an article about Mike Tomlin and his success over the first six games of the season and how that is translated into postseason berths. And the reason why I selected six games is because this year the bye week occurs after week six. So in trying to find a signpost for the team to somehow formatively measure their success at that point, I wanted to see what the records of Tomlin's teams were after six games. And while it's never been written out and documented, we all have a pretty good indication knowing that he's taken the team to the playoffs 9 out of 14 seasons, that he has had to have good starts to seasons. But I wanted to drill it down and look at it on paper. And it was pretty surprising. We'll start with the non-playoff seasons first. So there were five seasons that Tomlin's teams did not make the playoffs. Surprisingly, the average record of those teams after six games was 3-3. There was only one instance where a non-Tomlin playoff team went 4-2. Draw your conclusion as you will. 3-3 could be the death knell to postseason play for the Steelers. Now, when you look at those postseason teams, of those nine teams, eight of them started with records the first six games of 4-2 or better. Those better years being 2008 when they went 5-1, won the Super Bowl, 2010 when they went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Packers, and this past season when they went 6-0 and tanked at the end of the season. And there was only one instance where they finished below 4-2 and made the postseason. But again, eight out of nine seasons when Tomlin's teams have made the postseason, they have won at least four games in their first six games. So when you take that into consideration, with those non-playoff years, teams went 3-3. There's a fine line there. If after six games this year, the team is at 4-2, it's a pretty good projection that they are going to make the postseason. Likewise, if they're 3-3, there's a pretty good chance that they are not going to make the postseason. Now, this study did not control for strength of schedule. We could drill down into that a little bit more. We know the schedule is brutal for the Steelers this year, especially the second half of the season. The beginning part of the schedule is probably more favorable to the team, so that has to be considered. But it's just a fun indicator to consider as we head into 2021. And does it mean that if they are 3-3 after six games, if they are 2-4, that's absolutely it? No. Because statistics aren't airtight. They're not infallible. They're information to help us make informed decisions about what's going to occur. And I always say the beauty of the National Football League, and as cliche as it may sound, any given Sunday. But I guess you have to say now, any given Sunday, Monday, Thursday, sometimes Wednesday in COVID times, any team could win. So what do you think? Steelers going to go 4-2 after six? They're going to get into the postseason? Or are they going to be worse than 4-2? Can't wait. And it'll be here before you know it. And then the other piece I wanted to riff on here today. Middle linebacker Devin Bush posted some questionable content on social media that had to do with a cat being thrown off a balcony, I believe. I can't watch it. I mean, and just some bizarre comments and things, which raises concern. A lot of people were comparing that to AB-like behavior. And I said it before, the one player on defense the Steelers cannot afford to lose is Devin Bush on the inside. So whatever is going on right now, whether someone has hacked his account and was posting these things, or if he's maybe experiencing some challenges, hopefully, and I'm sure they are, the Steelers are applying the support and aid from the organization, or at least the coaching of how to approach social media appropriately, because we don't want to see this devolve into something that becomes a distraction for the team. So come on, Devin, man, we need you. I'm hoping someone hacked your account, dude. Please. Please. We can't have another year of Williams and Spillane. Just can't. And with that, studyins, that concludes our first episode back to the study session, July 6, 2021. 15 days away from training camp. Man, that's music. Music, music, music. Thank you so much for listening, supporting the site, sharing our work with your family and friends. Much gratitude to you. And did I tell you, you're going to have an amazing week this week? Something incredibly positive is going to touch your life this week. You, I don't know what it is, but something's coming for you, and it's good. Let it in. Let it in, because it's coming. Seriously, thank you so much for supporting the Steel Study, the study sessions. A lot of content coming to you this week, along with the new episode of the Steel Study podcast, either Friday or Saturday. Check out for new content. We're going to finish up the depth chart analyses. Stay tuned for updates on the Big Ben project. Drop us an email at thestillstudy@gmail.com. We've got to work in some of the listener reader emails this week. We're going to do that. So please send those our way. Fire them away. We'll get them on here. And then follow us on Twitter at stillstudy. And remember, it feels good to say this. Life is beautiful in the black and gold. Peace.